We've got news to report, and the most exciting thing for me to report is just something that annoys you. So we'll start off with it, and that is Carrie Fisher, who was Princess Leia, Debbie Reynolds' daughter as well, but in 1977 she played Princess Leia, and then the other two of the first three, all three of the first three Star Wars films, the first ones that were made. She has told a California newspaper that she is indeed coming back for this final trilogy that's supposed to be directed by J.J. Abrams. Now, some people are thinking maybe she was just kidding, because when the follow-up question, she answered that the character will be in an intergalactic old folks' home, and she thinks she'll be just like she was before in the 1977.
Now, see, if they'll turn it into a comedic farce, I might be in.
She'll just be
slower.
I
mean, Spaceballs was better than Star Wars, right?
Yeah, sure. Exactly. Well, I mean,
Mark Hamill is actually signed on, though, isn't he, as Luke Skywalker?
Actually, nobody knows.
Okay. I thought he said he was.
Well, I think all of them at one point in time said, sure, whatever. But there's no contract signs, and J.J. Abrams is particularly secretive, just in general, in the way that he approaches his films. Another Hollywood movie, well, it's not a – I guess it is a Hollywood movie, but it's a British base franchise, the James Bond movies, which
again,
was –
another series I just don't like.
You are completely out of step. The vast majority of the world. But that, you know, whatever. Sam Mendes, who directed the last film, Skyfall.
Which got universally good reviews, other than
good
from
reviews.
Me. Right. Because I didn't see it.
DVD and pay-per-view now. But the producers, Michael Wilson and Barbara Broccoli, didn't talk to him quickly enough, and he won't be directing the next film. However, the screenwriter for Skyfall, John Logan, will be writing. He was a co-writer. Will be part of the writing team for the next two Bond films. So,
but Mendes says he might be willing to come back in the future when he has less obligation.
Yeah, he's going to be directing a stage version of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and Shakespeare's King Lear, and doing some other television projects based on the horror series Penny Dreadful and lots of other stuff. So we'll see what happens. And now Oz the Great and Powerful is opening up. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But Disney was so worried about copyright infringements. And earlier today, there was an NPR piece about the concerns that they had about copyright infringements, that they actually had a lawyer on set in Michigan, where the film was shot, to make sure that there weren't any there weren't any copyright infringements. So the story, the original story, which came out in 1900, is in public domain. But some of the design elements of the 1939 Wizard of Oz film are copyrighted, so the ruby shoes and stuff like that. So there was a hairdo that they thought was too close on a munchkin that was too close to one of the original 1939 hairdos, and they digitally changed it in the final version of the film.
Well, now it's going to be interesting to see how it comes out.
Yeah, well, it's digital, so you won't be able to tell. Jon Stewart, the host of The Daily Show, a lot of people's favorite news show, second favorite news show, after Morning Edition with David Fair.
Nice attempt at a save there.
is taking a 12-week break from his duties at The Daily Show to direct a film. Now, Jon Stewart went to Hollywood to become an actor, and actually was in a few films before he got the gig on The Daily Show in 1999. But he's going to direct a feature film that's based on a true story. Mazari Bahari, who was a New York Times best-selling author and Iranian-Canadian journalist, was put in jail for 118 days by the Iranian government in 2009 as he was covering the post-election activities in Iran. And he was finally released after being tortured and treated badly if he promised to spy on the opposition for the Iranian government, which he didn't do. He just left the country and went back to England. But anyway, the name of the movie is called Rosewater, so we can look forward to that and Jon Stewart's directorial debut in a year or so. So,
what are people going to do 12 weeks without Jon Stewart?
A lot of news. What are you available?
Do we know who's going to fill in? I'm not funny.
You have to like Star Wars, I think, to do The Daily Show anyway. But anyway, so we've got some very interesting stuff opening up. As I said, there's going to be the Oz, the Great and Powerful, and another film, Dead Man Down. But we have a very cool event coming up at the Michigan Theater a week from yesterday, Wednesday. And we're going to show the mockumentary by Christopher Guest, Best in Show. And we're going to have an animal behaviorist from the University of Michigan, Dr. Camille Ward, that's going to come and give a lecture after the film is shown about dog and human behavioral interaction, which is a lot of fun. It's about human and dog communication. And this is part of the Science on Screen program that we do.
What an interesting take on that movie.
Absolutely. No, it's a lot of fun. And the film is just a lot of fun because it's about these dog owners that are in this dog show.
With all due respect, they're nuts.
They are a little bit nuts, and it's just a very clever piece. Christopher Guest is one of the characters, and he has a basset hound or some kind of hound that really reflects his personality.
And they put together some of the best improvisational comedians
in
the film, and a lot of it is improvised. I mean, they went with a skeleton script and just kind of filled it in, it's extraordinary.
Exactly. Catherine O'Hara, Eugene Levy, Jane Lynch, Jennifer Coolidge, Michael McKean, Parker Posey, and Christopher Guest itself. So anyway, that's going to be next week, and it's free. If you go to the Michigan Theater's website and become and like the Michigan Theater, anyone who is a friend of the Michigan Theater Facebook page gets in free, so you can get a coupon and go, and it's going to be great. It's supported by the Sloan Foundation, who's also a big NPR supporter, but it'll be a lot of fun, and you could even learn a thing or two. So Oz the Great and Powerful, which was directed by Michigan native Sam Raimi, and was filmed. Sam Raimi is from Royal Oak, and he filmed the film in Pontiac in the studio that actually is a little abandoned right now. But it stars James Franco as Oz, who gets taken to Kansas by a tornado, but before Dorothy gets there, a long time before.
You mean to Oz, from Kansas?
Yes. Well, his character's name is Oz, and he ends up in Oz, which seems odd to me, but that's what they said on NPR here today. And then there are the three witches, which were played by Mila Kunis, Rachel Weisz, and Michelle Williams. She's the good witch, Glinda, except the good and the bad qualities of them aren't exactly apparent to the Wizard of Oz at the time, so they're trying to sort all this out. Now, this is a prequel. It's not based on anything that L. Frank Baum wrote. It's a speculation of what happened,
how
they got to the point that the movie and the original story of the Wizard of Oz, and the NPR piece again told a really interesting story. There was a lot of theatrical production that were done right at the turn of the century, silent movies. It's been turned into a popular cultural phenomenon almost from the day it was published, and some of it was rather dubious. This doesn't appear to be dubious.
Liza Minnelli walk by, just a little cameo appearance in red shoes, red ruby slippers.
There you go. The reviews are kind of 50-50 in terms of whether people like it. Everyone thinks the special effects are great, and there's a lot of craftsmanship in it. Whether they are deeply affected by the movie, that seems to be something that people are concerned about. But it's expected to do extremely well at the box office. It's tracking very well to do that. So for the sake of the Michigan movie business, we hope that it does, and maybe Disney will zoom back here. Certainly Sam Raimi was a big fan of working in Michigan. The other film that's opening at the multiplexes this week is called Dead Man Down, which stars Colin Farrell and Naomi Rapace, who was in The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, the original Scandinavian version. And the director of that original, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, is the director of this film. No reviews. We'll see how it goes. Dead Man Down also opens along with the Oz movie. Now, at the Michigan Theater, we're opening a film, A Place at the Table, which is a documentary film about 49 million people in the United States who suffer food insecurity. It tells a story through the lens of three people, a single Philadelphia mother, a Colorado fifth grader, and a Mississippi second grader. And about 15% of people in the United States have food insecurities. And
there are over 45,000 in Washtenaw County. We just did a segment on this on First Friday focus on the environment. It's frightening.
It's everywhere. It's in places that you consider to be poor and places that you consider to be well off. Very interesting, very sad and dramatic kind of story. This film was done at Sundance, premiered at Sundance 2 years ago. I got to meet the filmmakers, and they were wonderful. They're wonderful ladies, and they put together a really great film. So A Place at the Table opens tomorrow at the Michigan Theater. So go check it out. The Ann Arbor Film Festival opens up on Tuesday. We'll be discussing that quite a bit. Ken Burns is coming. He's going to give a lecture a week from today, and then his film, the Central Park Five, plays on Saturday. But the opening night is Tuesday, so go check it out. There's a lot to see.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for another installment of Cinema Chat, exclusively on 89.1 WEMU.
See you at the Ann Arbor Film Festival.